Proclamation number 8968 of 25th of April, 1965. Explaining why people's thinking is so different. The Dumen often still move in erroneous thoughts will also again and again cause me to direct your thoughts right, provided that you carry desire for pure truth. My adversary knew how to plant his thought material in you, and he was not prevented from it because it was indifferent to you yourselves whether truth or error was presented to you. But the consequences of error are exceedingly severe and earn you darkening of spirit, while truth brightly illuminates your way, which you ought to go to perfect yourselves. There are often questions, which concern the survival of the soul, which the opponent answers wrongly for you, because he only has the one will to prevent you that you live out life purposefully. That is why he will always make a survival after death out to be unbelievable and encourage men to strive for the world with its goods. Because man then always focuses on worldly well-being and therefore contributes to greatest spiritual darkness, because he always only seeks to put himself into the possession of earthly goods, but does nothing for his soul. And his lot will be bad in eternity because he goes over with a desire for such goods and will find little help there because it is not accepted when it is offered to him. But the human being would have to tell himself, with only a little thought, that he not only has an earthly task for earthly life but that there is more at stake. That the human being has to fulfill a spiritual purpose, and he would have to seek to fathom this spiritual purpose. Yet he is content with what my adversary whispers to him, who wants to prevent the unification between me and my living creation. For people never strive for something where the aim is uncertain and unbelievable to them. On the other hand, they are always willing to accept his thought material and therefore to advance the world with all its goods, and then he has already won it for himself. This fight for the will of man can therefore only be waged through thought transmission out of the dark world, since otherwise every power is taken from the opponent, but man. If he only lets his intellect rule, does not defend himself against it. What he well could, would he be aware of it, how he can direct his intellect, but does not have to. For he can submit it to my will at any time, then he will be protected from thinking wrongly, and his thinking will be right. Therefore submit yourselves at any time to my will, that I myself can now protect you and am also prepared for it, because I do nothing rather than light a bright light for a man, which brightly illuminates his way. But I cannot do it against his will, because only this will must surrender to me without hesitation, otherwise no light can shine for him. And the more intimately the will surrenders to me the clearer thoughts it will have, which then always correspond to truth, and no error can happen to it. And therefore the whole explanation is given to you why the thinking of men is so different, why many men feel well in error and why so few men have true thoughts, because alone the will determines this, which can turn towards me or my opponent, but which will always result in positive or negative thoughts. And if you therefore want to know whether your thoughts are now directed right or wrong, then you must seriously criticize yourselves, to whom you turn your thoughts. But in order to be able to turn your thoughts towards me you absolutely have to believe in a God who called you into life and therefore entrust yourselves to this God. Where this faith is missing, there the opponent already is predominance, and that is why towards the end, which you are approaching, the work of the opponent will appear very strongly, and faith will no longer be found in a higher being, out of which all being, all creations and also you yourselves have emerged. And error will take on the sharpest form until the opponent's power is now taken away again and he's banished for a long time. With all those who have given themselves into his power because they stayed in darkness and did not free themselves from it. Amen.